This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Doing what they said shall not be infringed.
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the Blunt Object,
presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Yes, good evening. I'm trying to. First of all, I need to make sure I turn down a few things before I blast my my producer there. Trying to maintain a little bit of equilibrium, but we're going to blow all of that out of the water. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I have drawn a line. I am mad. I am angry. I am angry because of something that has been going on for far too long. We will cover that another day. That is not what we're doing tonight. What we're doing tonight is we're going to bring a victim to the forefront. The other day, a story was put out about two gun companies that make guns. They're not in the, you know, because they make guns, there's a overture of politics involved in it, but at their core, you know, the core business model is they make and sell good, solid firearms. And they got drawn into something. They got drawn into something where their context was swirled around, where their good name was maligned. And it all happened during the NRA meetup, when there was no time to sit back and say, well, let's think of a good way to come back at this one, huh? So today, I bring one of the victims forward, and I tell you now, there's going to be some things we're not going to talk about, because there's a backstory going on with this, and we're not going to disturb that. But we are going to set the record straight to the best of our ability. So joining me from Rock River Arms is Sarah Larson. Good evening, Sarah.
Good evening, Bill.
First of all, let me thank you for coming on the air.
Sure, thank you. It's a pleasure.
Now, look, we've discussed this a little bit, and we have. Sarah and I have, because I didn't want to disrupt anything they have going on, and I do not intend to disrupt anything that is going on right now, because it's still continuing, isn't it?
Correct.
So let's make a few things clear. Rock River Arms didn't do anything wrong, did you?
No, we did not. Fortunately, we hired a lobbyist to work for our best interests as manufacturers, and he took a position without consulting with Rock River Arms that unfortunately got misconstrued and twisted and taken out of context.
Now let's set the table with us just to make sure, because you do not consider, and based upon what you've told me, you don't consider your lobbyist who works on your behalf to be a bad guy. You think he was simply executing what he thought was in the best interest of your company, correct?
Correct. Jay Keller has been working for us since 2009. He has done many great things for the firearms community as a whole, and mainly for us as manufacturers, as he was working part of a manufacturer's organization. We had no reason to suspect him of doing any wrongdoing this time as well. He just simply made a decision without consulting, thinking it was in our best interest. But after looking at it in retrospect, there may be a little bit of a different approach that possibly could have been taken, but from what we are learning, his hands were tied at this point.
Yes. Well, the other thing to point out is that Mr. Keller, he represents a great many businesses, but only two gun companies. And in the realm of consumer goods, he probably is quite outstanding at his job when he represents them, isn't he?
Absolutely. Jay Keller has been a longtime lobbyist for multiple organizations, including political organizations and several Fortune 500 companies. His diversified level of interest involvement in those companies makes him extremely versatile, and he gets him, allows him to have access to different legislators who may not otherwise speak to him as a firearms lobbyist by itself. He came highly recommended to us from other gun lobbying organizations in Illinois, and as he is also an avid gun enthusiast, and it was told to us that he was the guy to get things done. And in the past, he certainly has done that. He's worked very well for us, especially being in a largely Democratic state. Having the diversification that Jay Keller has, he is able to speak with the right individuals and push forth his objectives.
That's the key point, though, isn't it? I mean, you have to exist in Illinois. So while you're trying to stay out of the political realm, you have to have somebody who's rather agile at that, don't you? I mean, you got to have somebody that can create the scenario that you need to operate in the state, right?
Absolutely. He's the guy to get that done. He has the inner involvement. He knows the right people to speak with. Prior to the organization that we created, Rock River Arms in Springfield tried to do that on our own, and we were getting ignored when we would go to Springfield and lobby. We didn't know who to talk to. We didn't know what avenues to take, and it wasn't getting anything accomplished. So we partnered with Springfield Armory and Jay Keller, and other manufacturers were in and out of the organization at the time to create the Illinois Firearms Manufacturers Association, and they have accomplished many great things over the period of time that we have worked with them.
I think the main thing to take away for anybody listening who's out there who may have looked at this and said, hey, you know, I wonder if there's anything there. Politics in the General Assemblies, when you get past the rallies and all of the rah-rah stuff and Second Amendment this and all of this other stuff, politics is a game. It is a game. It's a game like chess, and you got to have somebody that knows how to play that game. You got to have somebody that knows how to maneuver within that hall of power. And the fact that you guys still exist. How long have you been in Illinois doing business?
21 years now.
21 years. So they've been in Illinois doing business for 21 years. That tells me right there that you guys know what you're doing, and you have dotted the I's and crossed the T's.
To the best of our ability, we certainly have. It's always been a threat to push manufacturers out of our state, and we have worked hard for many years to combat that. And for a very long time, there wasn't a threat for a while. The IFMA was largely able to combat that threat and keep it minimum for us as manufacturers and for the individuals and FFL holders in the state as a whole.
Well, I mean, you look at New York, right, with the SAFE Act. Didn't Remington close down the Ilion plant, which is like one of the longest-running manufacturing plants ever to exist in the United States?
Yep.
Because of that climate. You guys, with the stuff that you have done and set up and the way you guys have operated, you've managed to be in arguably, I would put Illinois number three when it comes to hostility towards firearms. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, that's a fairly accurate statement.
Yeah, so the fact that you guys have managed to do that without having to say, well, you know, Indiana looks awful nice or something like that, means that tells me that you have been successful with your goals. So let's hold up here just for a second. Rock River Arms, you can find them at rockriverarms.com. Now, if you are out there and you've been thinking about an AR-15 or you're thinking about a 1911 or some of these other things, I want you to seriously consider Rock River Arms because of what you're going to hear in the coming days, what you're going to hear tonight, somebody went after them. This is all based upon a farce. This is all based upon fake news. This is the very thing that we as Second Amendment advocates fight every day in the anti-gun world. We hear all the fake news about us, about how dangerous we are and all this other stuff, and yet we're the most law-abiding out there. And now we have something that, at first blush, you would say, this should not be correct. When we get back, we're going to start talking about how successful Rock River Arms has been in Illinois, legislatively. My guest is Sarah Larson. This is Lock and Load.
Yancey Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I've always had a sort of a, you know, a, I don't know, how would we say it, a contentious relationship with certain things, certain concepts, and now I've decided to go pro. Welcome back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. My guest this hour from Rock River Arms is Sarah Larson. Let me ask you a question. This was brought up when we were talking today. Now, in 2013, after Sandy Hook, right, when Barack Obama thought the wind was at his back, when we saw the passage of the SAFE Act and when we saw when we saw what happened in Connecticut with the registration and everything. You and the organizations within Illinois kept Illinois from enacting any new gun control.
Yes, we did. If anybody was going to take an anti-gun stance, obviously the states to do it would be those that are more anti-gun, including yeah. Connecticut, New York, Massachusetts, Illinois, for example. And the IFMA was a large part of that. We worked very hard to try to maintain our gun rights here in Illinois, and that was due to the Illinois Firearms Manufacturers Association. If anybody was going to take on an assault weapons ban or anything of the sort, why wouldn't it be Illinois at that point?
And you guys managed to hold that back. And we don't know anything about the process by which you did that, but you guys managed to hold that back.
This is true. The Illinois Firearms Manufacturers Association works behind the scenes. They don't consult with Rock River Arms every day, nor Springfield Armory. They don't include us on everything that's going on. They just work on what's in the best interest of manufacturers, and they try to keep us out of the loop as much as possible, taking care of things on our behalf.
Now, let me explain the reason I'm pointing this out, and I'm going to try my best to skirt around this on the perimeter, okay? The reason I'm pointing that out, folks, is because that is the result. When it was the easiest in these anti-gun states to push for this or push for that or push new gun control or, you know, SAFE Act or gun registry or assault weapon ban or whatever it was, in Illinois, that did not happen. That was the end result, okay? Now, Sarah, with this thing that's going on in Illinois right now, this very bad piece of legislation, that's still in play, isn't it?
It very much is. It has passed the Senate at this point. It's waiting to be heard in the House, and it could be an extreme risk to our gun rights here in Illinois, not only for us as manufacturers, but for FFLs, for individuals. And even Rock River Arms, we are a gun dealer. We would be limited to selling 9 weapons per year out of our facility.
Which is a de facto ban. That's a de facto ban. That's taking you guys. Isn't the same? Now, hasn't this already been taken up like in Chicago where they didn't allow gun shops and people were saying, well, you know, in order to pursue your Second Amendment right. Isn't that sort of the same thing where it's a denial of service almost?
Yeah, nearly. That's what they're trying to do. The intent is pretty much to limit sales so much that they're going to drive manufacturers, they're going to drive FFL holders, and eventually they're going to drive the individuals out of the state of Illinois. Pushing us away is only going to put the tax burden on everyone else within the state, and it would be detrimental to our small-town communities. Here in Kelowna, Rock River Arms is one of the largest manufacturers. Our town consists of 5,000 people. That tax burden is going to be put off on the people of Kelowna, on the people of Illinois. It even affects the gas station down the street where our employees go to eat lunch, and it affects our suppliers. This tax burden is enormous, and it extends throughout the state. We have over 167 suppliers in the state of Illinois. That impact is huge.
Well, I mean, a business the size of Rock River Arms in the city that you're in, I mean, when you say suppliers, it's not just gun parts, folks. You probably have somebody that supplies you with cardboard. You probably have somebody that supplies you with paper for the stuff that goes in it. You probably have somebody that keeps your drink machine stocked and your vending machine stocked. And you become a little ecosystem. You become the hub of a little ecosystem, which is the basis behind small town America. And how bad of a hit would it be if you guys vacated?
It would be enormous. The result would be almost incapable of calculating. I think we calculated with the suppliers within our state with over 8,000 employees that they hold also. So us taking our manufacturing business out of the state of Illinois or even going out of business as a result of getting pushed out of our state, either option would be viable at this point with the industry being as slow as it is. That would have just a huge effect going all the way down the line from the direct effect, the indirect effect. How can you even calculate that? The excise tax that comes back into our state will no longer be there. We have 5 major manufacturers here locally. It would push all out of the state.
It just makes me wonder why that ever got brought up. But more to the point, it begs the question, and let's apply logic here. And if, you know, if you want me to come up there so you can choke me after I ask you this question, I'll think about it.
Never know.
Why on earth would you become part and party of that? That's the question. I don't understand why nobody's saying, well, why would they do that? Because it's not like gun manufacturers are not some little kabul where you and Gaston Glock and the guy over at Springfield and the guys over and wherever they are, they sit down and say, how can we screw over America? That's not what happens, is it?
No, absolutely not. Rocker Farms does not support this bill. We have opposed the bill from the beginning. We oppose it now. We will oppose it in the future. This does not work in the best interest of Rock River Arms. It does not work in the best interest of our state. Not having our dealers or individuals supporting Rock River Arms, we don't have a Rock River Arms. So there's no point in us taking a stance such as Senate Bill 1657, requesting an exemption. It does not help us whatsoever. And in fact, as you can see, changing opposition by Jay Keller has hurt Rock River Arms. It has hurt Springfield. It is certainly not something that we would have requested or asked for Jay to make this stance on our behalf.
Well, you know, at the same time, that part of it, I know why you're saying that. It's because of the optics that we have at it. But at the same time, that's actually part of something that we really can't go into, right?
Yes, largely. We cannot get into the technical and political details of the Senate bill, no.
Well, and the reason I point that out, folks, is that this is far from done. This is far from done. There's a strategy in play here. And at some point later on down the road, when all this is done, I'd like to invite you back, Sarah. And if we need to explain it, I guess we will then. But at this particular moment, we cannot. Simply understand this. Rock River Arms is doing, I mean, you've partnered up with the NRA. And you're doing everything in your power to decimate this, yeah?
Well, actually, Bill, I'm glad you mentioned that. We have not just partnered with the NRA now. We have been partnered with the NRA for many years.
Hang on 1 second, Sarah. I wasn't watching the clock. Let's pick that up on the other side, please. I want you to finish that answer in its entirety. RockRiverArms.com. Go visit the website. Do not pay attention to what you're seeing. Do not pay attention to what you're reading. I don't have a stake in this. I'm just looking for some justice. This is Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Sarah Larson of Rock River Arms. Sarah, let me, and let's get this clear. I didn't even think about doing this. Before today, you and I had never spoken. You and I did not undertake this under any other guys. We're not talking about you sponsoring the show. You're not paying me to be on the show. You're not giving me anything to be on the show. I asked you to be on the show because I want the story to come out, and you have, and in a lot of cases, there would be a lot of people say you've come out despite other advice you may have been given. You've come out to try to help me set this record straight.
Yes, we're going to do our best to try to bring as much light to this issue as we can.
That's right. We do have to put a filter on it because there's a little bit of stuff that's still out there, still in play, still working, because, as I referenced earlier, you are partnering, you are doing everything you can to stop this bill in addition to other stuff that you do. So please start that answer over again and give that answer, please, ma'am.
Yes. And you mentioned that we are now partnered with the NRA. And actually, this is kind of the frustrating part of the whole situation. We have always been partnered with the NRA, ISRA, and NSSF. I'm not sure why the viewpoint is out there that we weren't partnered with them before and that we weren't actually working to support Second Amendment rights here in Illinois. Rock River Arms has fully supported the Second Amendment, and we have always fought for gun rights, not only in Illinois, but nationwide. In fact, our former lobbyists have actually been actively working with these groups and their lobbyists all along. Rock River Arms has always supported the fight. We will continue to fight. And Jay was doing that directly with the NRA, ISRA, and NSSF for us.
And Jay was doing it the way you have to do it in Illinois.
Yes, Illinois is largely Democratic. You have to try to create the ins and outs and meet with individuals that you may not necessarily want to meet with. having a highly democratic state, you have to work with the devil sometimes. And unfortunately, that's what was occurring in this situation. We have to work with the opposite side to get the results we are looking for in Illinois.
Now, a quick question. Wouldn't the easy answer here to be for Rock River Arms to say, wow, North Carolina looks nice right about now? Wouldn't that be the easy answer?
Absolutely. It would certainly be an easy answer. Moving out of state has always been towards the top of our list. But if we move, what does that leave in Illinois? You lose the leverage we had as Illinois manufacturers. We're going to leave that burden on everybody else as open game. And that's what everybody's mad about right now. They feel like Rock River Arms left them to burn in Illinois, left them at the stakes of exempting Rock River Arms as a business, and that was not the intent at all. That is not what Rock River Arms was doing, and is not something we would want to do. We stay in Illinois to help support FFL dealers, to help support individuals. We've been fighting hard for many years and have been able to defeat numerous bills. For example, earlier this year was an assault weapons ban. The IFMA was a large part of that. Concealed carry. We got concealed carry in Illinois. IFMA was, again, a large part of that. We are making efforts and trying to change our state one step at a time. We have a Republican governor for once. Having bills like this is just another fight, another step that we have to take to continue to combat. And maybe one day, it's a long stretch, but maybe one day we can overcome Chicago politics. But in doing so, we have to work with Democrats. We have to get them to help us fight these bills and move forward. If Rock River Arms were just to jump state and leave Illinois, we're going to leave that tax burden. We're going to leave the different we're just going to lose the leverage of our manufacturers fighting in Illinois for our FFLs. There's no longer going to be that voice. And that's not something that we want to do either. We want to try to do our part to help fight for Illinois.
Is part of it that you sort of feel a little bit of loyalty to your people that work for you?
We do. I'm an Illinoisan as well. For Rock River Arms just to jump up and leave, it almost makes me feel like I should leave the state. Is everybody just going to leave Illinois? Sometimes you're tied here because of your job. Sometimes you're tied here for other personal reasons. And unfortunately, it's just not that easy to just jump and move. Granted, we certainly could do it as a business, but it's hard when you create those emotional ties. You work on a personal level with your suppliers, with your employees, with other manufacturers. Just jumping up and leaving state, is that the best choice too? It's hard to say.
Sort of smacks of Wyndham Weaponry. I know that Wyndham Weaponry, that was going to be something where they pulled out and this guy just opened it back up. You guys are basically taking that same sort of stand with your employees that you have there.
Sure.
The one question that and what we're trying to do here, folks, is apply some logic to the situation. It makes no sense in this market where you make AR-15s among primarily. I mean, I've looked at your website. You make some really good ones, too. You have a smattering of handguns, 1911. You got the LAR-47, which I guess is your AK variant. You exist in what is being termed a down market right now.
Yes, it is a very down market right now. The commercial side has slowed down quite a bit. And asking for a carve-out, so to speak, would be detrimental to Rock River Arms at this point. We understand the loyalty that Rock River Arms has to FFLs and to individuals alike in the state of Illinois. An exemption like this would be foolish of us. It is sickening to hear that people are just trying to even accuse us of this. Rock River Arms has no reputation for not supporting gun rights. We have no reputation for being anti-gun. We have fought hard for many years to remain here and largely have been able to do so with the help of the Illinois Firearms Manufacturers Association.
And that's the thing, isn't it? Everybody's talking about how you and Springfield are IFMA. But when we look at your record of success and everything you've managed to keep at bay, that's almost like a compliment, isn't it?
It almost is. Rock River Arms and Springfield are IFMA. We are the large part of it. We have done most of the grunt work here in Illinois to keep all these anti-gun politics at bay. And we will continue to fight the best we can, whether we have the support of other manufacturers or not. IFMA is looking out for the interests of all manufacturers, whether you support the organization or not. We're doing our part to help support manufacturers as a whole while thinking about our gun communities as well.
When this broke, all this created for me was question marks. But the one thing that I was amazed at was how many people. And listen, if this is you, and what I'm about to describe you as is insulting to you, well, look in the mirror. I was amazed at how many lemmings latched on to some single source material and how fast it spread. Now, I am seeing it flame out a little bit, but I don't know if they think the damage is done or if it's run its life or whatever. It's fake news, though, right? There's nothing to see here, literally.
The information is largely taken out of context. If you read the whole bill, if you read the House bill from last year, there is much more information to be seen than just the little sections and tidbits of material that certain websites put out there for you to see. You have to look at the big picture. You have to realize Illinois is a Democratic state. You have to put all that together and try to understand the politics behind this. And we can't get into all the ins and outs of it, but there is more to it than just what you see on paper. You can use simple logic to try to understand that we are in a Democratic state. That is the biggest concern here, is working with Democrats, sometimes you have to take a risk. You have to do things to try to get ahead.
The other thing to point out is that you've been doing this for 21 years. And you have never been accused of selling anybody out in 21 years. You've been doing the same method that you're doing with this for 21 years. You have kept all of this major gun. I mean, Illinois is a hard state. Got to be a hard state for you guys to do business in. And yet you do it. And you've been able to be successful holding back everything you wanted to hold back. So I'm impressed. We're coming up on the last break in the hour. RockRiverArms.com. If you're looking, if you think it's a down market and you need to buy an AR-15, go there today. Let's do a little pushback, shall we? This is Lock and Load.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You could resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back. I'm calling this Operation Pushback. This is part one. And there's going to be many, many parts, many chapters to this, because this goes way back. The depth of this is just astonishing. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. My guest this hour is Sarah Larson from Rock River Arms. Sarah, when was that Chuck Larson that came into the office with you earlier today?
Yes.
Now, Chuck Larson is Rock River Arms, and he was getting ready, the way it sounded, he was getting ready to hand it over and move on to the next thing, and hardly sounds like Dr. Evil planning to take over the world and get $1 million. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Although I applaud him for sticking this out. Hats off to him. Before I'm going to let you have the last little bit, I do want to say this. With a business like Rock River Arms, that's been around for 21 years, no matter where they existed, the free market would take care of them if they were doing something malfeasant, if they were making a bad product, if they had bad business practices. What you're seeing right now is a wholly manufactured piece of fiction designed to get clicks on a website, designed to sensationalize, designed for all kinds of things, having nothing whatsoever to do with anything going on around here today. When you look at what IFMA has done, and when you look at who Rock River Arms is, and you look at what they have managed to do in their time with IFMA and all the other time they've existed in one place in Illinois, they obviously are looking to protect the Second Amendment. Why wouldn't they? That's the business they're in. If there is no Second Amendment, there is no civilian. How many of the armies of the world do you supply, Sarah?
Well, we can't go into the technicalities of that, but we do supply many different areas of armies around the world, and even here within the United States, we supply many different governmental agencies.
But, I mean, how does that compare to the civilian market?
Well, civilian is what really drives Rock River Arms' sales.
No kidding. Yeah. I mean, when you guys could, were you guys even around during the assault weapon ban? I guess not.
Yes, we were.
You came into being, right? Well, I mean, how much development was there in the platform when it was all banned because there was no civilian sales? There was none.
Well, we were able to build models AWB compliant and still sell them to the civilian market. Just the volume was obviously much less.
Yeah, but the we didn't see things like development of things like quad rails and all this other stuff that makes the gun a set of Legos until after it's sunset, right? I mean, that was, in a lot of ways, that lack of development was almost like a national security hit because the weapon was just stagnating there. The M16, AR-15 platform was just sitting there not developing. It's just sitting there in stasis.
Sure, it was extremely limited on what the capabilities of it were and what you could customize it. Now the weapon is fully customizable. You can do pretty much anything you want to it and just change out a few simple parts and give it an entirely different look and function.
There's going to be some people that no matter what we say, they're not going to believe what you and I are putting out. You understand that?
Yes.
And that's fine. I'm asking for a little critical thinking. You guys need to be asking yourselves these questions. If you haven't already done it, if some of you already done it, please, I'm not trying to insult your intelligence. And as time goes on and as all of this other stuff comes out, you'll begin to understand why I'm being somewhat vague here. But I have looked at this and I have dealt with the seedy world of American politics. I live in South Carolina. South Carolina is second only to Illinois in the murkiness of politics, Sarah. This is fake news. This is the epitome of fake news, manufactured news. And these guys just happen to be in the way of it. And besides that, I simply can't stand that this is happening. And I'm going to do everything in my power to dispel it. We got about 5 minutes and 20 seconds, Sarah. So if you have anything you want to finish this with, you certainly don't have to fill up the whole 5 minute and 20 seconds, but if you've got something you want to say, I throw the floor to you.
Well, thank you, Bill. Certainly this information is very disheartening. It's sad to hear that we have a group of individuals driving wedges within our firearms community. We had a united front. We were working hard to make changes in Illinois to keep our gun rights, to preserve and protect the Second Amendment in Illinois. And unfortunately, there's a small group of individuals that are taking large amounts of information out of context, putting it out all over the Internet, putting light on things that they shouldn't even have their nose in. Unfortunately, Senate bills are works in progress into House bills before they even become law. There are many adaptions and changes that occur. Most of this stuff happens behind the scenes. In this situation, information was brought to light for some reason, some motive, some ulterior motive, maybe. Do we know that? I don't know. We can only speculate. The timing of when the information was brought to light seems rather purposefully put forward. Principal players were not available to speak on behalf of our companies as they were involved at the NRA shows. However, being at the NRA show allowed them to all be in close proximity with one another, give them a chance to discuss and try to figure out what was going on and what this bill even was, as most of us were largely unknowing of it. We delayed response time to try to do our proper investigation, figure out where we were at as a company, what information was out there, whether it was correct or incorrect, and how to address it before we just took a knee-jerk reaction and accused anybody of any information. We wanted to make sure we had all of our ducks in a row, our facts lined up, and we were able to attack the issue as best of our ability. Unfortunately, that gave a whole weekend for people to speculate, for people to spread more fake news, for more information to get out there that was largely incorrect. We want listeners to know that we are still 100% opposed to this bill. We are 100% pro-Second Amendment. Always have been, always will be. Rock River Arms is in the trenches fighting for this bill. Our employees and their families are reaching out to their legislators via phone and email. We have contacted our customers, our dealers, are continuing to contact them, our vendors, our legislators. We can no longer lobby with the IFMA, but we can certainly continue to support other organizations and their lobbying efforts, as we have all along in the past. We are working with NRA, ISRA, NSSF. We are encouraging small dealers to create their own lobbying group to continue to fight for their rights. And at this time, more than ever, we need to join forces, reach out to our state legislators, and continue to oppose Senate Bill 1657. If we continue to allow wedges to be drawn between the different elements of the Illinois firearms community, then we've already lost this battle. Not having a unified front is the worst thing we can have, and that is what we have right now. Democrats want to see us fighting amongst ourselves, so common goals cannot be achieved. The primary action has to take place now is killing the bill. We have always opposed, we still oppose, and we continue to oppose any bill that restricts our gun rights. The information brought forth is largely taken out of context. We encourage you to do your own research and keep an open mind, because we do feel that more information will come to light here in the future. We just need to give it a little bit more time.
One thing to point out is with the no longer using IFMA, that's a tool that you have used quite successfully to beat back other anti-gun legislation. And by that tool being taken away, there's your betrayal of Illinois gun owners, all of this fake news and the reaction to it, and whatever's happening with IFMA, not employing that, there's your betrayal. This is just because a bunch of you jumped out there. Some of you out there jumped out there and said, hey, this is bad. No, the response of Rock River was the proper response. Wait and gather information, and then begin to take action. And action is being taken. There's more to this than meets the eye. Sarah, will you come back at a later date as we can reveal things?
Sure. I'll do my best to continue to fight and prove that we have always supported our Second Amendment rights, and we will continue to support Illinois as best as we can through Rock River Arms and through our efforts, showing gun dealers and showing individuals alike how we have always been there for you, and we have not changed our stance.
RockRiverArms.com. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Thank you.
Coming up next, from Black Guns Matter, Maj Touré. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. CrackandPop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.